Taming Your Gremlin by Rick Carson. Just imagine it. There is a great deal of emphasis nowadays on the belief, or at least the possibility, that if you can imagine something, you can have it. It's a lie. At least, it's not true in my experience. And I've given the theory a first-class run for its money. That's not to say that positive visualization and positive self-talk cannot do wonders in your life. They can. I, for one, have benefited from and appreciate the work and wisdom of Bernie Siegel, as reported in his book Love, Medicine, and Miracles, and the work of other pioneers in the field of creative visualization, such as Carl and Stephanie Simonton. But as for me, I tend to run headlong into limits. Maybe because I believe there are limits. I'm not sure. A former client of mine named Joanne described the dilemma aptly. Joanne and her husband Glenn were deeply involved, not just with one another, but with an organization to which they belonged. The organization sponsored an ongoing series of personal growth seminars that Joanne and Glenn attended weekly. Some of these were evening events, and others were workshops that lasted for several days. Throughout the time I canceled Joanne and Glenn, they continued to participate in these events and made some very positive changes. As individuals, they were expanding their boundaries and their jargon. But circumstances in their marriage were still far less than rosy. In one of our sessions, Joanne expressed her fear that their marriage would fall apart, to which Glenn replied, "Joanne, if you hold in your mind that our marriage will fall apart, our marriage will fall apart." Joanne looked at Glenn calmly and then asked, simply, "Well, Glenn, if I hold in my mind that our dog Rags will crap gold nuggets, will he?" Joanne has a way with words. And I offer these particular ones to you simply as a way of saying that, while in my opinion, creative visualization is among the most exciting options you and I have for promoting positive change in our lives, it's a good idea to balance it with some constructive thought, some hard work, and some good choices. In my experience, it is absolutely true that people whose lives are filled with love, prosperity, and contentment are people who like themselves, believe in their hearts that they deserve the best, and who see in their mind's eyes their lives evolving positively. These folks, however, also tend to be people who are willing to take the time and make the effort to plan constructively and to do the work necessary to get them where they want to be. If you carefully plan your steps to get from point A to point B, and if your steps are realistic, and if you put one foot in front of the other to take the steps, you will in all likelihood get where you want to go. When I help my clients with the process of bringing about the circumstances they wish to create in their lives, I focus with them on breaking antiquated, self-limiting concepts of who they are and what they can accomplish, on creating an image of where they want to be, and on planning and doing. Modifying and in some cases throwing away deep-rooted but outdated preconvictions is a challenging undertaking because it is so personal a process and because it has to go on right inside your very own cranium. Let's play with this option of just imagining it for a moment.